Cardiff. This is Kevin.
Kevin, Brandon.
Hey, how are you?
Not too bad, not too bad. So I had a chance, I looked over the email. A little higher than I expected. Is that as good as it gets as far as the terms and the amounts? Because I was hoping to get 24 months, and I was, you know, anticipating more around $1,000 a week as opposed to $2,000 a week at, what was it, 18 months or, no, 12 months? I forget whatever that first one was.
Yeah, I think one was 15, one was 18. Yeah, unfortunately, that's the furthest that they will allow me to go out. Now, I did just get another approval, which is actually a lot better. It's better, I should say. The term isn't longer. Let me see here. So, again, approved for 150. I know you only want 80. But this one is an 18-month term. The factor is lower. So it would actually, if you were to do a comparison on 80,000 versus 80,000 on the other 18-month note, this one would actually be about $6,000 cheaper out of pocket. Okay. The problem is with that program, you can't use less than 100,000, so you would have to do 100,000. But it is, you know, the best option that you have, and I'm going to send you an email with that one as well.
Okay, and what's the payment on that one?
That one, let me see here. I've got to rework the numbers a little bit because it was based off of 150. That one is $359 per day.
They take it out daily?
Well, I'm going to ask them if they can do a weekly. Some programs, depending on the risk, the way they manage the risk, it's either a daily payment Monday through Friday or it's a weekly payment. I believe I can get a weekly on this one as well. The original approval, though, just comes out with the daily. So essentially that one would be $1,798 per week. But the way it's written now, it's set up as a daily, and they just ACH it, so it's not like you have to write a check or hit a button every day. Ultimately,
right.
You know, it's the same at the end of the week or the end of the month anyways. The reason for it is that because it's an unsecured loan, that's one of the ways that they measure manage their risk. It's the daily and the weekly as opposed to a monthly.
It
just allows us to have better contact with the client. You know, our defaults grow dramatically when we lose contact with the clients. So, you know, when you've got a payment that's going to be coming out, usually we'll get a phone call and just saying, hey, you know, I'm waiting on payments from a client. Can you freeze the payments for a week or two? And then we can do that as opposed to not knowing for, say, a month and then, you know, you're way behind. A big payment frozen. Because it's unsecured, it does us no good on the default. We're out 100% of, you know, the remaining principal. So, you know, our goal is to, you know, do what we can to help these go to term. So if there is ever an instance where, you know, things are really tight or somebody owes you a bunch of money or something like that, you know, you would just call us and we'll just read the payments. But other than that, I know it looks weird to have a daily or a weekly payment, but ultimately it's the same amount. And the way that they come up with, you know, the amount that they're willing to lend is that they use basically a ratio. They want 10%. They don't want your payment, which includes your principal and your interest, to exceed 10% of your deposits. They want you to have 90% of your income to work with. So if this was going to damage your cash flow, they wouldn't be offering it to you, and you're only taking about half of what they've approved anyway. So, I wouldn't be too concerned about it being a daily or weekly because, you know, your deposits won't be an issue.
You know, at the same time, you know, it's like if I got to take an extra $20,000 to get this, you know, if they're saying they're only offering it at $100,000, now I'm paying all that interest money as well, which is a lot of money. So, I guess send that over to me. I'll look it over, and How long is it good for? Because I'm going to have to think about this or see if I have any other options.
The approvals on the working capital are good for 5 days.
5 days, okay.
And that's just because they're based off of, you know, bank statements for the most part. So we would just have to resubmit, you know, with current bank statements. Our equipment loans are good for typically 90 days, our approvals, but they're, you know, completely different animal.
Okay. If you could send me over the email on this newest one, and then I'll look at them again and then decide what I'm going to do.
Okay.
All right. But I really appreciate you doing this and getting this over to me so quickly. And hopefully I'll have an answer tomorrow or Wednesday by the latest.
Sounds good. And just feel free to call me or email me with any other questions if you want to, you know, toss around any other ideas as to, you know, borrowing more or less, or, you know, we can...
Well, yeah,
you know,
like I said, I mean, I want it at the 80, and I'm just trying to get... My payments is low in the term, you know. I'm just trying to do whatever makes the most sense that I can afford and not have to worry about it, you know what I mean?
Absolutely. So. That's the goal. I mean, the goal is to, you know, go with the shortest term that is affordable. Because the out-of-pocket drops dramatically as you shorten the term.
Right.
And then also... You know, the shorter the term, the sooner you can renew if you choose to. Once you're halfway, well, 40 to 50% through your note, you can renew, which means that we will forgive all remaining interest, and we will lend you a new amount based on what your needs are, and we just combine the remaining principal from the first note with your new principal, so you walk away from a lot of your interest. You can't
renew. How do I do that?
Well, once you're 40% into your note,
uh-huh.
You give me a call. You're going to get probably an email from us anyways just saying, hey, you've got this available now. And if you wanted to borrow additional funding at that point, another 20, 30, or even another 80, we forgive all remaining interest, whatever you have left on that note. So if you're in, say, you're in month six, you finish month six of a 12-month note, you've paid down your principal 50%. So you essentially would owe $40,000 at that point. We forgive all remaining interest. If you wanted another, say, $40,000 at that point, we'd write you a new loan for $80,000. Your payment would stay the same, and you would get another $40,000 deposited into your checking account.
Got it. Gotcha. Okay. All right. I get it. All right. Well, I'll be in touch. What's your schedule like this week? You work Monday through Friday?
Yep. I'll be here all day the rest of the week. I don't have any big meetings. Today got crazy. I had some last-minute meetings I had to... That kind of got called into, but the rest of my week I'm open, so feel free to call me anytime. I'm usually available from 7 to 7, so.
Okay. And then once I make a decision, how quickly are the funds available?
So basically, if you decide on a structure, just send me an email and say, hey, I want to go with this option, and send me a copy of your driver's license, copy of a voided check for the account that we're going to be depositing into. Which should be the same as the checking account statements you sent me.
Okay.
I can have the documents done, depending on time of day, typically within a couple hours. They get emailed to you. You sign them, scan them, send them back to me via email, and we can have the funding, you know, in your account either the same day or the next day, again, depending on, you know, time of day.
Okay. Sounds good.
So it's fast.
All right. Sounds good. Well, thanks. And I'll probably most likely give you a call tomorrow.
Okay. Sounds like a plan.
All right, Kevin. Have a good afternoon.
All right. You too. Talk to you soon.
Thanks. Bye.